Well, use of what if. Yeah, use of what if. Yes, a lot of time you must have heard somebody saying that use of what if. So use of what if, we use this for hypothetically scenario situation. Yeah, we imagine, we say. So in that case, we use what if. Yeah, so situation that has not happened in past or are not happening now or might not happen in future. You can use what if for future or present scenario or present situation. Like, what if your alarm clock doesn't go off tomorrow morning? Yeah, so what if your alarm clock doesn't go off tomorrow morning? What will you do? Right, so here, what do we are just imagining about tomorrow, about future. What if your alarm clock doesn't go off tomorrow morning? So what will you do? Right. Next example. What if you don't get paid next week? Right. What if you don't get paid next week? What will you do? So here we are imagining, right? It's completely hypothetically a situation, scenario. Next, what if you lose your job? Yeah, what if you lose your job? What will you do? Yeah, so this is again, you were imagining about that situation. What if you lost your job? What would you do? Yeah, what if you lost your job? What would you do? Right, so these all things we are discussing about the use of what if is like it's completely, or we use it for hypothetically situation. Next, what if your battery died? What would you do? So here died is in past, so would comes in place of will. So what if your battery died? What would you do? Next, what if you own $1 million? What would you do? Yeah, this is all people dream to get a lot of money, right? So here, in the related of that, in relation of that, it is being said that what if you own $1 billion? What would you do? Next, what if you lost the key of your house? What would you do? Yeah, it happened a lot of time. We think, hey, what would you do? Or what if you lost your key of your house? What if you got fired from your job? What would you do? Yes, it happened many times. We keep imagining some negative things comes in mind, and we say that, and let's make that in past. Like, what if you had made a mistake? What would you have done? Yeah, so we are talking about the past, both thing, it has not happened. We are just imagining, we are just making it, you know, imagination. We are thinking as in hypothetically situation. What if you had never been born? Yeah, we don't know what happened. I don't know. So what if you had never been born? Right. Next, what if you had never gone to a school? How would your life be different? Yeah, so we are just imagining, we are thinking about the past that had never happened. We're just thinking. What if you had learned English at an early age? How would your life be different now? So these all are the use of what if, right? So what if we use just to imagine something, right? Next example, what if the train starts running? Yeah, so let's say you are going somewhere, and generally it happens like we are sitting in train, or it stops somewhere for 5 minutes, 10 minutes. So generally at the normal station, it doesn't wait a long time. But when it comes some, you know, junction, so at the junction, it takes a lot of time, like 5 minutes, 10 minutes, or sometimes more than that. We wait for the signal. So at that time, we see outside of train or a lot of things happening. Some vendor, they are selling some grams, somebody is selling some bread, somebody is selling tea, banana, depends, some salty. So we go out, we take it, we eat it, and we keep waiting. We call sitting at the train for a long time. We become bored, it becomes tedious. So we think, why shouldn't I take a walk outside until train is staying here? So in that case, we say, hey, what if the train starts running? Yeah, so that situation happens. Next, what if people don't wear a mask? Yeah, so let's say the coronavirus is going on, and it has been announced, it has been recommended by the government that without mask, you should not go outside. Yeah, without mask, you have not, you know, you should not leave your house. So you have to wear the mask. So in that case, we are saying, what if people don't wear a mask? What if I had not been there? So what happened? Something was happening, let's say I'm giving an example. Like one day, what happened? My son comes from the school, and that school van stay, I think, hardly 100 meter away from house. That is a lane. It didn't come actually exactly at my home. So he lives him there, and he has to walk from there. In the middle, there are some street dog. So what happened? He was wearing a mask and putting his bag on his back, a school bag. So when he turned right, at that right, there were three dogs sitting. So the dog got scared of because he was wearing mask. And I was eyewitness. I was standing on the second floor roof on my house. So I tried to ask him, my son, that don't be scared. But what happened when he turned right? And when dog saw him in the way, like he was wearing mask, he put it back on the backside. So it's like something unknown, some strange for that dog. So that dog start barking and he start, you know, running. And when he start running, dog start chasing him. Oh my God, this make me terrified also. What could I do? I had no option to jump from the rooftop and from the second floor. But what happened? Somebody was there, some neighbors. So he came. He opened his gate, listening his, you know, ailing. He was crying. He was scared of. So he came out, and then dog ran away. So in that case, I can say, what if? What if he had not been there? Right? What if he had not been there? So some situation comes where we imagine only. It doesn't happen in reality, but to express the hypothetical condition or hypothetical situation, we have to use what if for the present, past, and future. So you must realize these all way to say what if. So what if is good use when you are trying to present something, imagine something that had never happened and that will not happen, or might be sometime it may be real, we cannot assume. So for that, we have to assume, or we have to express that scenario with the what if phrasal verb. And this way we have to imagine, we have to say the things in English. So guys, I think you got it. And in case you are not getting in details, or you are not getting whatever I'm putting here, whatever I'm recording, because it's not that tough, but sometime it might be tough for those, they are new learner, they don't understand the meaning of a phrasal verb and the meaning of idiomatic way, metaphor, figurative a speech. At that time it might be tough for him. And I appreciate at least more than 30 country people are listening. It means like it has some knowledgeable things, it is giving some knowledge, or people are getting some knowledge, getting some sense, getting some help to use these all phrasal verb. Because see, I'm an English teacher, so I put those things over there that I feel or that I believe that yes, this will gonna help people, or this will help learners. So that's why I put these all things when I teach to my student, they are learning with me. So guys, if you believe that you want to learn English, because I have a student globally, if you want to be part one of them, and if you want to learn with me, right, effective communication skill with right pronunciation, intonation, the way, the greater structure, because you know, sooner or later we have to learn, right? We cannot avoid it. If you want to get success, if you want to get be successful in this career, in this, you know, professional life, or if you are a business owner, so in all terms you have to communicate, because English becomes your identity. When you open mouth, at that time people recognize your strength, recognize your power recognize, imagine their owner. So that becomes some parts of your honor, and how greatly you can express when English. So that becomes good for you. So if you want to join my class, and if you want to learn with me English, you can come to me, you can join my class, go to my site, learntospeakenglishfluently.com. Yeah, learntospeakenglishfluently.com, and there is a page, so-called about page, as all site has. So I have that also. You can go in about page, you can find my contact number, you can find my email, right, my mobile number, you can WhatsApp me, you can email me in case you want to learn English with me. I give only one-on-one class for those they are really serious about English or their career growth is stuck somewhere. Why? Because of English communication skill. So if you want to join, you can join my class and you can improve it. There are a lot of people, they were, you know, their career become a stagnant. They were thinking, they were obsessing about their communication skill. Why? Because they were good at their own skill, at their technical knowledge, but the problem was they were not able to express, they're not able to say the things, reveal the things, express the thing in the proper way. They know English, but there are two kinds of English, one with the right way and one is like general English that we have fluency and we can reveal the things, but that doesn't help sometimes to grasp opportunity, because the businessman, the organization, they want somebody, they have great knowledge, or they can reveal, they can express each and everything about their process, about their self, or about their idea, because generally idea we use and we process the whatever project we have, whatever thing we're gonna resolve. So we have to connect with the people globally. At that time you should be in the way where we can express your all idea precisely. So for that you have to know English, and sooner or later you have to grasp it. If you want to get rid of these all things, you want to eradicate these all problem for your life, you may come to my class, you can join me and you can learn it. So thanks and bye-bye.